Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. Emergency preparedness. We talk about it all the time, don't we? Yeah, we should have a plan. And if you're in agriculture, you really do need a plan. Well, the harvest is behind us, so now you think, well, I don't have to worry about that until spring planting. Well, listen, folks, events occur in our lives that we did not see coming. Trying to have a little bit of a plan for a lot of different challenges, maybe not a bad idea. We're talking with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin today. Remember, you can always go to wisconsindairy.org and find out more about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, the great resources they've got on hand. In studio with us today is Brenda Murphy. She's one of the staff members that works directly with farms on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin staff. And, you know, Brenda and I were laughing because you're a perfect example of crisis preparedness. You may talk about it, you know, noodle something at the kitchen table, but you really don't get formal until something happens. And unfortunately, your family had that something happen.
Yeah, unfortunately we did. And you're right. We weren't as prepared as a family as we could have been. But you get there really quick, really quickly, right? Because very quickly, you know who should be on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And you start making those calls and you start making plans and you start taking that next step forward. As I've come to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, I've learned that every farm needs to have a crisis plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in the case of, you know, in our case, it was a barn fire, but it could be activists. It could be any number of things, a death on the farm, a death in the family. What happens next? What's that next step? Who's on your team? And so it's really great to have that written down and reviewed at least once a year, if not twice. People change careers, change jobs, making sure their contact information is the same. So all of those things, and dust off that plan. Make sure it's still who you need to talk to. So I'm here today to talk about, you know, creating that crisis plan, developing your team, and really making sure that your farm is prepared no matter what that crisis is that comes towards you.
Well, and like you said, our crisis in agriculture could be a tornado that tears down some buildings. It could be loss of power and your generator, you don't have one, you never thought about one. I mean, in agriculture, we have so many things that could go rogue on us at any given time to dismantle what we've been working at our entire careers. And I'm glad you brought up something as, I'll say simple, but life-altering, as a death of a primary player on the dairy can upend everything. So how do you evaluate a crisis management plan, Brenda? How do you get started? I mean, it may seem a little overwhelming, but you got to take that first step.
You really do. And it is that first step. For me, it's developing that team. Who is on your team? Certainly your processor needs to be part of that conversation. If you think about, like you said, that generator goes out, and okay, you're going to call your milk hauler, but then you better be calling your processor too and letting them know what's going on, what your plan is to mitigate that crisis on your farm. Additionally, if we look at what just happened in New York with that plant, that there's the snow load collapsed the roof of that plant. Okay, if that were to happen here in Wisconsin, what is the plan? So it's generating some of those thoughts and ideas of, okay, here's what happens if it's on the farm. Here's what happens if it's out of our control, but what is our next step? And there are plenty of opportunities of creating partnerships with your processor, your co-op, if you're part of that, your veterinarian, nutritionist, making sure they're all aware of what your plans are and having their input too. And it's not a bad idea to have your banker or your insurance agent as part of those conversations too. Again, this is a once a year conversation. We hope, right? You hope you don't have to bring that out in the middle of the year to actually deal with it. But having that conversation at least once a year, so everybody's on the same page and talking with one voice.
Mm. Yeah. Let's talk about what are considered some of the major points, principles of crisis management. Again, we're dealing in an area that a lot of farms farm families don't necessarily think through critically. But what are some of the principles that we have to keep in mind, Brenda, when we're trying to put these plans together?
Well, I think it's important that everybody reminds, is conscious that the public, the consumer doesn't demand perfection. They want to see constant improvement, right? And I think that's what all farmers are there for, right? That's why we do research. That's why we go to seminars. That's why we go to conferences, because you want to keep up to date on the latest and greatest, quote unquote, but how to do things better, do things differently on your farm that can make a difference for that next generation. I also think it's, again, always having those meetings, but setting those expectations. So everybody knows what their step is in that plan. Because if you've got people, you know, they know what the plan is, but they don't know what their role is, you can get quite confused in that as well. And you have to take action. You can't just have a plan and not be prepared to go that next step. So if it requires, you know, a media release, are you prepared to do that? Who are your contacts for that? How are you going to share your information with the public to minimize impact to your dairy, the dairy industry, your processor, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, how do you minimize a plan for, you know, how do you minimize the crisis itself?
Right. Yeah. Before it gets completely out of hand or blows up even bigger.
Yeah. And part of that is having that one voice. So you're not saying something different from your processor, mm-hmm. The end brand, mm-hmm. you know. So if your product goes into making a pizza cheese that ends up on some national brand pizza, let's all be talking with the same pizza message here. Mm-hmm. So make sure that that's part of your crisis plan as well. Again, I think it's knowing what to say, who is saying it, who are your key spokespeople. You know, the owner of the dairy might not be that key spokesperson. They're an owner of the dairy for a reason. They like what they do, but they may not be the best person to put in front of cameras or media.
And that might be one of the toughest conversations to have.
Oh yeah, that can be. And so you really have to define who that right person is.
Yeah.
And that's why knowing your role.
Yep. Well, and like you said, you create a plan, but you have to be ready to use the plan, and everybody needs to know their role in the plan. Again, Brenda Murphy from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in studio with us. I'm sure that this kind of surprises you talking about crisis management. But again, as I said, there are so many different elements that could impact a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and we need to be ready because, as you pointed out at the outset, Brenda, there are a lot of people that don't know what we do in production agriculture. An unsavory point that needs to be dealt with immediately, like maybe carcass removal of animals, not something that the average consumer understands, wants to see, but it still needs to be addressed properly. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about when it comes to crisis management.
Yes, yes. And as we head into winter, there's not a winter that goes by that we don't hear about snow load collapsing a barn roof, injured animals, deceased animals. For no other reason, I think winter is a great time for farmers to pull out a crisis plan or get one started if they haven't. There's no time like the present.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And get it started. Know who the stakeholders are. Get that list going.
Right.
And I would also say, being on the if you're that neighbor and you get questioned about what's happening on your neighbor's farm or the crisis mm-hmm. that's happening there, you can't really speak for what they are going through,
right?
And this is part of that speak with one voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I feel for my neighbors, I
took a casserole over or something. Yeah,
right. But you can't speak about what they are going through until you have really walked in those shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's another part that I think farmers always want to, you know, they always want to say, oh man, I can't imagine what they're going through. Yeah, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And the media is going to reach out.
Yes, they are.
Because they want a story. And they can't always get a hold of that primary farm for that conversation. Mm-hmm. So they'll go to a neighbor. They'll go to a key farm in the area, the county.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to step back and say, I can't really speak for that farm, but I know that any farmer is going to be doing their best and trying their hardest to make sure that the animals are cared for, the people are cared for.
Sure.
We ourselves took casseroles over or whatever.
Well,
you know.
Or ideally, like you said, ideally it would be the farm saying, hey, wait a minute, you don't have to talk to them. Talk to me because you've got your talking points or you've got kind of your general guidelines ready to go. Mm-hmm. Now, that brings me to my final point, Brenda. And again, Brenda Murphy from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in studio. How do I get started? Are you guys at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin helping, or what do I have to do to begin this conversation, this process?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a checkoff, your checkoff, whether it's your local checkoff or your national, because I know, Pam, you have viewer listeners outside of Wisconsin, so Midwest Dairy and so on. We all have resources that are available for farmers to help start their crisis plan. In addition, many veterinarians also have a start for a crisis plan. Many of your businesses do as well. So even if you don't know somebody directly from checkoff, but you really want to get started, and I do recommend that you do, any of your key stakeholders should be able to direct you in a crisis plan start, right? And things will be different a little bit for every dairy. Who your contact system is, how that phone tree will work, maybe... you know, you don't have a manure pit on your dairy, but, you know, somebody else does. So things are going to be a little bit different, mm-hmm. but you have key players in our industry that you are probably already partners with and feel comfortable talking to that reach out, get started, get one on the books, bring it out at least once a year, have that conversation about, okay, what has changed on our dairy? Who has changed in this key plan? Stakeholders or key people within our dairy, you know, employees that if they're there for cow management and they have moved on, who's their replacement? Let's make sure that those key numbers are there and the right person is being contacted for the right thing.
Yeah, for sure. And everybody does have a different responsibility. Now, you can go to wisconsindairy.org. A lot of the resources we're talking about are available there. If you've never accessed some of the, I'll call it behind the scenes, information at wisconsindairy.org, it's not tough to get access to that. You're there to help.
Yes, absolutely. And my team is happy to take calls. We've done quite a few crisis drills, which they put you in kind of a live situation, and you have to know who your next call is, what your next plan is, and we probably do that more often than you think, just to make sure that we're prepared to help a dairy farmer or even our processors.
Fight through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you think about the devastation that losing a processor to an industry crisis, what that could do to an area in our state, it gives you the chills.
Oh. It gives you the chills. Now, like we said, these resources are available at wisconsindairy.org. They've got a new spokesperson resources center that's got some of these key talking points and can kind of help you get started on the conversation. Every dairy farm in Wisconsin that contributes their hard-earned checkoff dollars should have access to wisconsindairy.org, but you might need to request a password. You might need to request some of the administrative access stuff, and you can do that. Again, wisconsindairy.org, and then go to the spokesperson training, and they will get you all lined up. And let's hope, Brenda, that this is a piece of their checkoff payback that really gets accessed.
Yes, yes. And it's there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, Pam, thank you, that sometimes it does require a password access. And I think farmers really do understand not everybody comes to our website with good intent. And so things that are meant just for our farmers and kept to our farmers, we do try to make that just for them. It's not like we're trying to make things difficult, but I think they understand that sometimes there are people out there with malintent. And so we want to make the best information available for our farmers and make it secure for them. So, and knowing that, you know, less than 2% of our population is feeding the world, quite honestly, we need to take the best care of that.
2%.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think every farmer needs to know that there's a team behind them, whether they know us personally or not, that they have resources. And that brings up another thing, that it's not just Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin that sits behind this crisis plan. There is an industry crisis team. So if there's a crisis, a true crisis that really impacts our industry, know that we've got people from organizations around the state that come together and formulate a plan specific for that type of crisis.
Yep.
And we will help that farm, that business, that organization really get through the worst of mitigating their crisis. Mm-hmm. Again, every farm or business has to have their own business plan on how to move forward.
Right.
But we're there to help them. And there's minimal cost to the farmer business. Mm-hmm. We try to minimize that as much as possible, of course, but there's a lot behind our Wisconsin dairy industry that is there to help the dairy farmers and the dairy industry continue to move forward.
You know, and you really can't fathom probably what a crisis looks like on your farm. Let's hope you never have to experience it, but having a working plan in place in case. Absolutely critical. And like Brenna said, it may be something limited to your dairy operation alone, or it could be something impacting the industry as a whole. Think about biosecurity. Think about what we learned from the poultry industry and avian influenza. Just stop and think about what happens around the world at any given time, impacting animal agriculture, impacting agriculture in general. Get that plan together. They will help you. WisconsinDairy.org is the site you want to start with. Looking for that spokesperson training information, and like Brenda said, network with others to make sure they realize you've got a plan. Brenda Murphy in studio with us. She's part of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin team that works directly with producers on a lot of different items, including this kind of crisis preparation. WisconsinDairy.org, the place to start. With Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Brenda Murphy, I'm Pam Yonke. Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.